For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. The statue of the first African-American woman to be admitted to the White House Press Corps has come home to Russellville after being in the museum. The Washington, D.C. museum that promotes an understanding of freedom of the press and the First Amendment. Rhonda Miller reports Alice Dunnigan's legacy is being honored during Russellville's Emancipation Celebration that will be held Thursday through Sunday.
The bronze statue of Logan County native Alice Allison Dunnigan now has a permanent place on the grounds of Russellville's Sikh Museum District, which stands for Struggles for Emancipation and Equality in Kentucky. Standing at the statue site, Dunnigan's great-niece, 54-year-old Penny Allison Lockhart, says when she was a teenager, she got to spend time with Dunnigan during the summer when she visited cousins in the Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. area.
So every year we would go, I would always make it a point to make sure I called Aunt Alice, and Alice would come and pick me up off of Branch Avenue in Maryland, and I'd go to her house on Ogden Street in Washington, D.C., and spend at least 2 or 3 days with her.
Dunnigan was born in 1906, the daughter of Willie and Lena Allison. Her father was a sharecropper, and her mother took in laundry. Dunnigan was a teacher in Logan and Todd counties for 18 years. She married twice, the second time to Charles Dunnigan, and they had one son, Robert Dunnigan, who died in 2016. Robert had 5 children. Alice Dunnigan was a reporter for the Associated Negro Press, and in 1947 was the first African-American woman to get press credentials to cover the White House. Her autobiography, From Schoolhouse to White House, was published in 1974. Lockhart says Dunnigan overcame many challenges faced by women of her time, especially African-American women.
I remember her strength. Her strength was amazing because as a young girl, from the time that I knew that Aunt Alice had written the book, From Schoolhouse to White House, in my mind as a young girl, I have a very famous aunt. As I've grown older, I look back on her strength to realize that that strength came from a struggle and from a fight.
Lockhart says Dunnigan was clear about how to live life.
She always reminded me, you can do and you can be anything you want to be.
The Alice Dunnigan statue is the centerpiece of this year's Emancipation Celebration in Russellville. A few blocks from the statue, at the city's urban farm, Russellville resident Nancy Dawson picks a few ripe tomatoes and says the celebration will begin with a farm-to-table dinner with vegetables from this community garden.
What we're growing right now, we're growing, like I said, fresh tomatoes. As you see here, we have eggplants. We have beans out now. We have a whole bunch of purple potatoes down there. We do a lot of heirloom and unique kinds of vegetables.
Dawson is former chair of the Department of African American Studies at Austin Peay State University in Clarksville, Tennessee. She started the urban garden in her backyard 6 years ago, and as it has expanded to larger sites, she says having the farm-to-table dinner support Alice Dunnigan's legacy is part of achieving one of her own goals.
To help to recover the narratives, particularly of African-American women who have been lost in history. And one of them happens to be Alice Dunnigan. I moved to this area about 12 years ago, and even though I was a professor of African-American studies, I had no idea who she was.
Dawson says there are countless forgotten women across many racial and ethnic groups who have done extraordinary things. So it's important to continue to bring to light accomplishments of women like Alice Dunnigan.
And so, although we are unveiling this statue to her in her honor, personally, I want to do something one step further, and that is the Alice Dunnigan Scholarship Fund. It's a personal thing to me because I think that's important that we replicate the genius of these women.
Proceeds from the farm-to-table dinner will support the Alice Allison Dunnigan Scholarship. The Emancipation Celebration also includes sports, music, and a Saturday parade. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Rhonda Miller.